This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, we're going to talk more about the New Hampshire primary and the new developments now that DeSantis has decided to call it quits. Of course, we'll know the results of that today. So looking forward to talking to you more about that tomorrow. But I do want to delve more into Nikki Haley. I want to delve more into the and I'm going to bet that you're already sort of on the thought thread that I'm on as well. We'll try to figure out if there's any nuances between what you think and what I think. But I'm glad you're here because this is worthy of dissection. And here's what I will tell you. Politics in this country absolutely sickens me. I get up every morning, and here's the part that I love. I love, number one, getting up and facing whatever it is that God has planned for me for the day. I love that part from a career perspective. And even though it doesn't meet financially meet my needs necessarily, it's more enriching. And I will be honest with you, I feel there are days I feel richer than Elon Musk, and there are days that I feel poorer than, you know, some little kid in Bangladesh. And the richness comes from interacting with you, talking with Bill. By the way, Bill, we're now partners from what I heard. I know you talked with Pam, so I'm glad we're going to be doing some stuff together. Bill called me up. He's going to be donating his coffee company proceeds to help us fund the business once that gets up and running. And then he and I have a little side project that he called me to do. And then people like Ann and I talk now almost daily, I think. She's become kind of a surrogate mother to me, even though my play mother, Mary, would not want that to happen. I met Mary and Frank when I was at an event in Colorado. And they call and they participate in our kids' different things and have become my adoptive parents. And I say that in all seriousness. They give me the keys to the condo and we talk about business. We talked about helping them get their company out of China when they were and understood the geopolitical nature of that. So when I tell you that I interact with you guys, I'm not kidding. We get together and we do stuff. One of my good buddies, Shaveen, he's now building a PGA golf course in southern Utah and wants me to get involved with that and do a pro-am and certain things. So there's lots of things going on, and it makes me feel good. I mentioned my friends, the Sakura brothers, who we went to college together at SMU, and I was supposed to go to one of their family gatherings. Unfortunately, my mother-in-law got very ill at the time, so I had to cancel that. But I want to be around you, and I want you to be part of what we do. And that part absolutely invigorates me. And more importantly, when we're pushing back against evil, which is what we do. I'll be honest, I would love to go do something enriching for just myself and not trying to, you know, do my little part to save the country. I don't know what you do for a living, but whatever it is, it's, you know, I hope you enjoy it. I hope there's passion in it for you. But it isn't this big picture of the rest of it, which gives me the evil side. You know, this dark and dirty piece of politics that just makes it almost untenable. I think they said psychologists and dentists have the highest suicide rate. I'm going to tell you, you pundits, I'm surprised we aren't up there with it, because you're getting up and you have to look at the news and things that the other side is doing, and you just shake your head and go, are you kidding me? Gavin Newsom, I'll give you an example. Gavin Newsom wants to give free sexual transition surgery to illegals. Now, it's one thing to give them food, okay? It's one thing to give them shelter. But really, they qualify now for sexual transition surgery. Who would come up? If you came to my house and you said, Mr. Jackson, I'm starving, I'd say, fine, here's some food, here's something to eat. But if you want me to pay for your sexual transition surgery, I'm going to take my food and my water back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The only I mean, as I said, the only job satisfaction comes from the interaction with you guys. And my hope is that we expand that, that you guys help us to do that, because that's what does it. It's not the news, because the news, I'm telling you, it is a full-time job to push back against the craziness of the left. And I'm going to tell you something. Nikki Haley is dangerous. She is a prop, a leftist prop. And it sickens me that somebody like her can garner the fake attention that she's been able to get. She is a leftist media creation, not a legitimate candidate for president. She is the rhino version of Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to tell you something. I said these things in my own head, and then when my producers went out and we were looking for stuff, you and many others, I mean, people you'll see in the broadcast today, echoing the same comments, exactly what we're talking about here. All of her political career right now is wrapped up in New Hampshire. And if she can't get through that, she's done. And I'm going to tell you something, she needs to be permanently done. The same way Adam Schiff needs to be out of politics, Nancy Pelosi needs to be out of politics. We have a clip of Nancy Pelosi talking about stock. And I want to play this for you, because from 2008 to 2010, in the worst economic period in American history for probably the last 50 years, Nancy Pelosi managed to go from $12 million in market cap, in her value of her portfolio, to $36 million. She tripled her money when everybody else was losing money. And here's what she had to say when asked this by 60 Minutes' Steve Croft.
I wanted to ask you why you and your husband, back in March of 2008, accepted and participated in a very large IPO deal from Visa. At a time, there was major legislation affecting the credit card companies making its way through the House. And did you consider that to be a conflict of interest?
I don't know what your point is of your question. Is there some point that you want to make with that?
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it's all right for a speaker to accept a very preferential, favorable stock deal?
Well, we did.
And if you participated in the IPO,
well, I have no
and at the time you were Speaker of the House, you don't think it was a conflict of interest or had the appearance of a conflict of interest?
No, it only has the appearance if you decide that you're going to have elaborate on a false premise.
No, it's only bad if you dare ask me about it and force me to answer it publicly. But other than that, no. As long as I keep it behind the scenes, then it's all good. Folks, this is what goes on. And the deck is stacked against you. And here's the thing. You don't really care about it because it's not something you live day to day. You know people are taking advantage of other stuff. But when you think about what's been going on with the Epsteins and the Weinsteins and the Hillary Clintons going after people, and the fact that they can now go after a person like Donald Trump, one of their own, that's scary. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The forces of evil in this country want Nikki Haley to win. They were all in for DeSantis, but now it's about Nikki Haley. Win at all costs. And what's funny is New Hampshire is the least likely state to set the pulse of America, and it's all in for Nikki Haley. If she can show well in New Hampshire, then whoo, the media is going to go crazy. But do any national poll, Trump versus Haley, within the Republican Party, any way you want to do it, Trump destroys her. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. You know what bugs me? What bugs me is that many people will believe the hype. And politically speaking, there's nothing good about a Nikki Haley presidency. Nothing. She's not ready for it. She, quite frankly, was propped up by President Trump, and she should be gracious. She should be grateful of what he did for her career. But what does she do? She shows she's an ingrate. Now, I'm probably taking it a little more personal than most because I can't stand disloyalty. People will abandon you for any reason. Let me tell you something, folks. We are fallible. We are going to make mistakes in life. You're going to do things that disappoint your friends, your fans, or whatever. Should you abandon people when they do stuff wrong? If that's the case, who's going to be sticking around for anybody? You won't stick around for your marriage. You won't stick around for your kids. You won't stick around for your business partners, your favorite athletes, your politicians. Everybody's going to disappoint you. The best advice I ever got when I was young, my grandfather told me, discipline disappointment, because it's going to continue to happen. Learn how to understand it and how to deal with it. Anyway, I want to get back to this. We got a lot to cover. Nikki Haley is not worth our time. But the leftists want you to believe she's a factor. Look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump's got real competition. Since when? Donald Trump's real competition, who was DeSantis, is gone. The fake, feigned, you know, ginned up competition of Nikki Haley, she'll be gone after New Hampshire. At least that's my prediction. And then we get on with business as usual. And I'm going to tell you, people are afraid of what business as usual is. I want to play this clip from Vivek Ramaswamy because he's talking about, this was before DeSantis dropped out. But there's two things that we'll play with him. Actually, should we? Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. Here's the first one where he talks about why he dropped out and he advises on Nikki Haley.
Worried for your father. I'm worried for your family. And I'm worried for your country, our country, because, look, the very people who are actually paying for those lawsuits against your father, who are they propping up, actually? It's not
Nikki Haley.
It's not Gavin Newsom. It's Nikki Haley. And so that's why I think it is vital, Don, for the country that this race end on what day is Tuesday at the New Hampshire primary. Because my concern, and when I was a candidate, even people in the MAGA movement and people in, you know, Trump's own orbit, I think didn't relish me saying this, but it's the truth and I'm going to stand by it. I am worried that what they want to do is to narrow this to a two-horse race between Nikki and your father, use some sort of whatever means necessary, whatever it is, to take your father out of contention and trot their puppet into the White House under the optical illusion that it was a Republican, so they weren't even partisan about it, when that Republican, I think, is actually arguably more dangerous than any Democrats that you and I both know.
Is Hillary Clinton dressed up for Halloween as a conservative? Like, not even close.
Absolutely. And with a stronger pro-pointless war agenda, with a surveillance state imagination that even Jack Smith didn't have, tying your social media accounts to your government-issued ID to spy on you if you're criticizing a war in Ukraine, that if you're criticizing your American journalist in Ukraine, you end up in prison and they kill you. But what's coming here now? I don't think that that's an exaggeration. It's Dick Cheney on steroids. And I think that it is, what I will say is part of the reason I dropped out when I did, you know, we were at 8% in Iowa, would have been a reasonable thing. And I think would have done similarly in New Hampshire, is I think a lot of my vote goes to Trump. And I think correctly so. And actually, you know, we're representing the only two candidates that actually did represent the same movement, True America First principles. If you look at who was the second choice to your father, actually was way ahead of DeSantis and Haley both on all of the polling. But I stepped out because I think it's important that this race end in New Hampshire.
I agree. And the only chance that Nikki Haley has is to represent well in New Hampshire. They picked that place because independents and Democrats and Republicans can all vote in the different primaries and you can skew the results. But at the end of it, I was in Vermont. I don't think I've ever been to New Hampshire. But I can tell you this. I have rarely heard, well, as New Hampshire goes, I mean, New Hampshire's not talking about electric vehicles. I mean, California has set the stage for the craziness of the world. But New Hampshire people are not exactly the pulse. And by the way, I don't think Californians are either. I think they're nuttier than squirrel turds. But in terms of people that I'm going to go, wow, well, what did New Hampshire do? The nation's not waiting on that. It would be one thing to say you've got a primary, but you got a primary where everybody can vote for everybody. In other words, the GOP is not picking the GOP. A group of Democrats or independents could easily sway the so-called vote of the GOP. How does that make it worth anything? Yeah, I want a primary where only those who are registered Republicans can vote in that primary. That tells me what Republicans think or what Democrats think or what independents think. That's what's going to set the stage for you. But Vivek or whatever, Ramaswamy, he's giving the warning signs here. I want to play this next clip of his because he talks more about DeSantis, but he still goes on to warn about this new world order and what they want to do to Donald Trump.
And I would sort of say if Ron DeSantis did have the guts to drop out and endorse your father before New Hampshire, too, for I'd say put the whole last year behind, water under the bridge, and give him credit for doing the right thing, too, because that, too, would be a, I think, admirable and honorable move for the country. I say this was hard for me to do, and I empathize with
how hard it
was.
And I see it, and I get that it's fair
to do that, too.
There's guys we attacked a lot in 16, and there's a lot of bad, that I actually have great relationships with now, and that's sort of it's one of the problems of the primary process, but it's a necessary evil in a certain way.
But Nikki Haley, I put in a different category than that, though. Right?
Yes.
This is not just friendly jousting. This is antithetical to the country if this woman gets anywhere near the levers of power. And I don't mean just as president. I mean anywhere near the levers of power. And so I just think it's vital. It's why I dropped out. I think it'd be a good thing if Ron did the same thing. I think that the America First movement should re-embrace Ron if he does that. If he doesn't, I think that's a problem. I think that actually is setting up for a real problem going forward if this margin in New Hampshire isn't wide enough to end this race. But I stand by what I said in my last month in the race. I am worried that there is a plot hiding in plain sight.
I tell you, I like Ramaswamy because the guy is practical. He's willing to say the things that other people won't say. I'm going to put it out on a poll here for the Kevin Jackson Network, but I think that's the reason why many of you listen to me. I'm not mincing my words. I'm not going to hold back because, Kevin, if you say that, you're not going to get picked up by a network. I don't care if a network picks up my radio show or not. The majority of us now, we can earn more. I'm not demonstrating it, but we can earn more money doing podcasts than we can on a network radio station. I'll figure it out one day if it's God's will, but I don't care one way or the other. Why would we do anything other than deliver the truth? We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A missile attack by Iran-backed militants in western Iraq did leave several American service members wounded at an airbase there. The Iranian-supported militias accused of launching missiles at Al-Assad Air Base Saturday. U.S. Central Command says most of the missiles were intercepted, but some did get through and hit the base. Meanwhile, one top White House national security advisor is saying that diplomatic steps have been taken to combat Houthi rebels in Yemen through peaceful means.
We've imposed sanctions on the Houthis. We have
have gotten dozens of countries to issue statements condemning their attacks. We've gotten a statement from the UN Security Council, a resolution condemning these attacks.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer, on with ABC's This Week, says U.S. and U.K. attacks will continue against the Houthi militants. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died, reportedly after a battle with prostate cancer. Dexter Scott King was 62. I'm Ryan.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot more to talk about with New Hampshire. The vote is tonight, and we should end Nikki Haley's political career today. That would be the best thing that could happen to the country. And then the next best thing, obviously, is President Trump gets endorsements. And everybody gets behind him and unites the Republican Party. And we have an easy victory over the Democrats. And it should be an easy victory because they got nothing. They got a brain-dead moron as the guy in charge. And I don't know if you know this, Gavin Newsom is supplanting Sister Girl Kamala Harris on the stump. He's actually stumping with Joe Biden in three states. Where is he going? I think he's South Carolina, Nevada, and one other state. So Newsom is on the road with Joe Biden. Now, they're going to spin it as Kamala Harris. They're, you know, they're two heads of the sword, two sides of the sword. They're both going to different places so they can do their thing. But what they're doing is keeping Kamala Harris out of the limelight. They're putting the rich white Democrat that has ruined the state of California. When I say ruined it, I do mean ruined it. Gavin Newsom recently celebrated his 20-year anniversary of his 10-year plan to end homelessness in California. See, Democrats are good at creating these concepts. That, oh, global climate change, if we don't do something today, we're all going to be dead in 10 years. And then 10 years comes, well, thankfully we did something, but it's still a crisis. And it never can end. They're going to end racism, right? That's what bugs me about Nikki Haley. She pulls the race card. Well, I'm going to play a clip for her in a second. Please get that ready, guys. Nikki Haley sounds like a leftist. It's woe is me. I grew up poor. I grew up this way. Look, I get it. Everybody wants to tell their story. Everybody wants to Horatio. I picked myself up. We were living in squalor. And now I'm somebody. I don't believe it. There are people far worse. Look, I grew up poor. I grew up. Wanting, no question about it. You couldn't tell me I was that when I was a kid. I knew I didn't have stuff. I knew who the rich kids were. And by the way, the kids that I thought were rich, now that I'm older, those kids weren't rich. They were upper middle class at best, maybe middle class. But here's what I know. I didn't miss any meals. My grandparents managed to feed me. Y'all heard me tell my stories about tennis shoes and cutting the tops off and stuff. I mean, we were poor, but I didn't feel bad. In fact, I learned a lot from it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Gavin Newsom hitting the trail for Trump, embarking on a three-day swing in South Carolina and Nevada. It's two states, sorry. They say his travel on the behalf of Biden will take him to the epicenter of Democratic politics in South Carolina, including venues in the Lowcountry and Midlands. He wants to engage with rural voters. And he did an interview with Politico. He says he wants to focus on Biden's 3 years in the White House and what it has meant to people's pocketbooks and quality of life. Man, he's about to get a rude awakening. Oh, he says, it's about honing the message that is not in the aggregate, but actually connects in a rational way with their lived experiences. These people, as they said in Blazing Saddles, he moves his mouth better than a $20 prostitute. What? You want to engage with people? Let me read that again. It's about honing in on the message that is not in the aggregate, but actually connects in a challenge you to a fist fight. Because Joe Biden has absolutely decimated my family. Goodness gracious. You're going to hit the stump with this guy? Good. I hope. Go to those states and let these rural people tell you what you've done to raise their food prices 2x. Their fuel prices 2x. These farmers and ranchers. And, of course, they're going to give you the sound bites. It's going to look like rural America loves Joe Biden. You know, it's. Let me tell you what this is. This is Gavin Newsom going out, being ready to step in right away when Joe Biden has to call it quits, because he will. And Gavin Newsom's going to see, I mean, not that it's a secret to him, but he's going to see what the problem is for Joe Biden front and center. He will have no excuses. This is all prep. All prep for what's coming. Anyway, let me get back to New Hampshire because we're going to run out of time. I want to play a clip. Here's Nikki Haley talking about her experiences. And I want you to, if when you hear this, tell me if you hear Democrat or, yeah, certainly, I mean, I don't hear Rhino. I hear nothing but Democrat in this. And by the way, this is her trying to correct for the Civil War statement as well.
We were the only Indian family in our small southern town. I was teased every day for being brown. So anyone that wants to question it can go back and look at what I've said on how hard it was to grow up in the deep South as a brown girl. Anybody can look at my record and see when Walter Scott was shot down by a dirty cop, how I made sure that the Walter Scott family didn't suffer because we put the first body camera bill in the country in place. Anybody can look at the fact that when we had 9 amazing souls die in Mother Emanuel Church, I did something that no Republican or Democrat ever wanted to touch, which was call for the Confederate flag to come down because it would take 2/3 of the House and Senate and was an impossible feat. I don't know what you're implying with that, but what I will tell you is saying that I had black friends is a source of pride. Saying that I had white friends is a source of pride. If you want to know what it was like growing up, I was disqualified from a beauty pageant because I wasn't white or black, because they didn't know where to put me. So look, I know the hardships, the pain that come with racism. It's the reason that I fight bullies every day when it comes to racism, anti-Semitism, or hate, and I always will. If I didn't mention slavery on that day, it's because that's an automatic. There's always been, the Civil War's always been known about slavery.
Nikki Haley grew up hard, boy. See, it's got to be this overcoming story. It's what I talk about when people, oh, you know, so-and-so, she was a former Democrat, he was a former Democrat or whatever. Sorry, I'm not impressed. You should never have been that stupid. I'm sorry. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Free range Negro, gold star Negro. Never a Democrat. That's why I'm gold star. Free range because I've never been anywhere near a plantation. I'm glad that I was raised in a way to think freely and differently. And yes, I understand black and white. I grew up in the deep South, Nikki. Brady, Texas. Friends of mine listen to this program, and you know what? We love each other. I was on the phone with one of my friends the other day. We haven't seen each other, I'm not exaggerating this, since I left school in junior high. We grew up together. I get on Fox News, everybody kind of reconnects. He called me up. He says, hey, man, I'm just seeing how you guys are doing. And, you know, and all this cold. And I said, hey, Tommy, we moved. He's like, you moved? We have a conversation. Swear on my mother's grave. We end the conversation. Tommy says, love you, bro. Said, love you back, man. Genuine. It wasn't even like a, you know, love you, man. Love you, dude. No, love you. Remember you. Remember the fondness of what we did together. It had nothing to do with race. And look, I know, but trust me, we all experience some form of racism. I don't wear it on my sleeve. And I never will. I took down the Confederate flag. Don't even get me started on that nonsense. But here's what she told you. I instituted body cams for police because she's not pro-cop. I'm not saying that that's not a good thing, but she's telling you, I instituted body cams. I sided with the black guy that got shot by the cop. I took down a Confederate flag. Look what I did for black people. And of course, her own personal racism that makes her, this is so personal, because she was disqualified from a beauty pageant. That's what lets her know the hardship and the pain of racism. No, it wasn't the lynching. It wasn't the whippings. It wasn't the brutalization in the hands of plantation owners and other slave owners. No, it wasn't any of that, the brutality of that, having their children stripped away from them, and the host of other things that are the slave experience, the real racism in America. She hasn't been banned from a counter, told to drink from a certain water fountain. She didn't get, they couldn't figure out where to put her in a beauty pageant. That's her racism. See, and don't, let's not forget, she's a total feminist.
What we need is a woman.
No, what we need is the best candidate. I don't care if it's a woman. If Donald Trump were a woman, I'd still be talking about her the way I'm talking about him. She would be a rock star. It's just, it drives me crazy. And it's all apologetic, you know, like, don't look at me. She should be putting her message out to the public, not making it personal. And they ask her about this stuff. Look at my record. What she should say is, look, folks, we should be focusing on how the South is a completely different organism than it was when I grew up. It's a lot. Everything is better. And our job is to take those experiences, good and bad, and to make it better for everybody. That's what I want to do. She doesn't do that. It's all about her. See? Anyway, we got to get pivoted back here to what's going on in New Hampshire. And let me tell you, tonight's pivotal. Pivotal in the sense of if Donald Trump doesn't do well, Donald Trump will do well. He will crush it in New Hampshire. And the objective is to crush Nikki Haley's political career in this wino contingent of the Republican Party.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
She is not presidential timber. Now, when I say that, that probably means that she's not going to be chosen as the vice president. You know, you can go. You can go and you can say certain things, you know, I don't like them, and blah, 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 and this. But when you say certain things, it sort of takes them out of play, right? I can't say, she's not of the timber to be a vice, and then say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to announce that I've picked. Do you understand? But that's the way it is, okay? Tell it like it is. Tell it like it is.
You don't have to be Carnac the Magnificent to know that Donald Trump wouldn't pick Nikki Haley as his VP. Unless you like disloyal people. I tweeted, he might as well pick Omarosa. You know what? No, worse than that, he might as well pick, I don't know, Mike Pence. Ba-dum-bounch. Yeah. She's got no chance, nor should she have a chance. DeSantis has a chance, but here's the problem. You can't have vice president and vice president that live in the same state, so one of them would have to change residence. And frankly, I don't know that I want DeSantis as the VP pick right now, even though it could be that it does draw everybody together in one sense. You know, I don't know how to put it, but there's still something in it, even though I personally don't want it anymore. I wanted it before. I said, before DeSantis became a foe, a challenger to Donald Trump, I said he's a logical pick. He's run his state well. He would be good to get under the tutelage of a guy who could show him the inside rope. But now that you see this money that I've seen get behind DeSantis, I'm not sure that I do. But here's what I will tell you. If Trump picked him as a VP, I'd support the ticket. If Trump picked Haley as a VP, I would be very upset. Kevin Jackson, again, is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me explain something. I have never felt for a Republican candidate the way I feel about Nikki Haley, in the sense that it's a feeling. It's not, I mean, there's enough that she's done that I don't like outside of that, but you could get over some of the things that she's done. It's the same way I could talk about DeSantis. I could get over some of the things that he's done. I haven't liked everything that he's done. But let me tell you, Nikki Haley, there's a feeling I get about her. It's the same feeling I get about Hillary Clinton or Pelosi or, honestly, Adam Schiff. She reminds me of Adam Schiff. She will backstab you. She will do whatever it takes. She's that little girl who got teased every day that talks to you about it, that says, I'll get every one of those suckers back. I'll show you. And it's vindictive. There's some people that go, I'll show you. I'm that guy. Tell me what I can't do to wrong me. And I go, I'll show you. But it isn't vindictive. I don't want to get you. I just want to go, see, you thought you got me, but I'm still doing good. And that's a different feeling than, wait till I get my power. And Vivek Ramaswamy said it. She should be nowhere near political office, nowhere near the seat of power. He's 100% right.
No, you'd be cool with Nikki Haley on there, right?
Nikki Haley running with Trump?
Oh, that was a joke.
You know, that's so grotesque that I've got to think people who support Trump currently would come out against Trump.
You know what someone said to me recently?
Do you think that's real?
I think there's a push for it. I think
from whom?
From her people. You know what someone said to me, though? Very, very recently, we said on the show, they said, it was Richard Barris, he does People's Pundit, and he said, full credit, he said, they will install her, they will try to install her as VP, so they can take out Trump.
Of course! I was about to say, there's no one more sinister than Nikki Haley, but that's giving her credit for existing, which I don't think she actually does. I mean, but I think Nikki Haley is a hologram. I mean, she's not. Nikki Haley is just a physical representation of the lust for power of the oligarch class. It's just like if Ken Griffin, you know, had a sock puppet, it would be Nikki Haley. I mean, it's like the most. Why is Nikki Haley even in the race? Her views bear no resemblance to the views of Republican primary voters. None. She's totally for the BLM riot. She's totally for the training insanity. And she's for declaring war on half the world. You know, I honestly think if you said to Nikki Haley, you know, she's. Whatever, I got her positions now. But if you said, Nikki Haley, look, I have a lot of money, like for real. I've got $100 billion, and I'll give you a third of it to come out and attack Israel. There's no question that she would. I mean, this is a person.
She would just turn around.
100%. I'm like that. You know, I've really thought about it, and I think that Benjamin Netanyahu is the greatest threat to world peace, and I think, honestly, we should take their nuclear weapons away. Maybe we invade Israel because they're a threat to national security. I think she'd be saying stuff like that if you paid her enough.
Do most of you feel that way? Tucker nailed it. For me, he nailed it. He says her views are nowhere near Republican views, but he used the word sinister. There's no one more sinister than Nikki Haley, the physical representation for the lust of the, you know, the elite class in America. He's exactly right. She will do anything for money. I played a clip earlier of Nancy Pelosi. She works out an IPO with Visa. They give her stock, she and her husband. They triple their money in the worst three economic years of recent American history, 2008 to 2010, when Barack Obama took over post. During the financial meltdown, she tripled her money. And when she's asked, she's like, well, I don't get it. What's your question? Her question is, how can you triple your money when everybody else got crushed? How is it that you managed to figure out something? People are tired of this stuff. So anyway, look, Nikki Haley is not going to be Trump's VP. The question is who will. And, you know, I've floated some people. But I saw somebody say Elise Stefanik. I don't think Elise is a nice lady. I've met her, congresswoman. I don't think she has the appeal. I wouldn't look at her and go, she's presidential. She's somebody that could step in for Donald Trump. And, you know, we're going to be talking about this until he makes his decision. And he keeps hinting at it, which is good for him. I think that it's good that Donald Trump plays people and says, I'm going to show you. I'm going to tease you to keep us in the news. So when it hits, it's big news. But he says, you already know who it is. So it's somebody we know. It's not going to be somebody that comes out of the woodwork. What else we got? We have another clip. I know we talked about Nikki Haley pulling the race card. Let's look at what people think about Trump. I want to play this clip from Jamie Dimon. He's the president of J.P. Morgan. And he, in effect, endorsed Donald Trump with these comments.
How do you see the U.S. economy playing itself out over the next 12 months? This is an election year. Yeah. We've been talking a lot about what just took place in Iowa.
Yeah.
And trying to understand how the American public is going to feel about the economy may ultimately dictate how the president is decided.
Yes, I agree with that. I think it's a mistake to assume that everything's hunky-dory. And, you know, and when stock markets are up, it's kind of like this little drug we all feel. Like, it's just great. You know, but remember, we've had so much fiscal and monetary stimulation. So I'm a little more on the cautious side that we are facing a lot of things in 2024 or 25. And we mentioned Ukraine, the terrorist activity in Israel, the Red Sea, quantitative tightening, which I still question if we understand exactly how that works. I don't think we do. How QE actually worked. What the effect of negative, you know, zero rates was for all this time. And obviously the politics. And, you know, and then the Ukrainian war is affecting oil, gas, food, migration. So you have all these very powerful forces that are going to be affecting us in 24 and 25. So if I was the government, I would be preparing for what I'm going to do about that, assuming things aren't good. And I just also want to point out, I wish the Democrats would think a little more carefully when they talk about MAGA. You know, and if you travel this country, you know, and the country's unbelievable. We took our bus trip this year, and Leslie Picker was on Spokane and Boise and Bozeman. People are growing. They're hungry to grow. They're innovating. It's everywhere. It's not just Silicon Valley. So we've got this great hand. But when people say MAGA, they're actually looking at people voting for Trump, and they think they're voting, and they're basically scapegoating them, that you are like him. But I don't think they're voting for Trump because of his family values. Now, if you look, just take a step back, be honest. He's kind of right about NATO, kind of right about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
He grew the economy quite well.
China virus.
Tax reform worked. Mm-hmm. He was right about some of China. I don't like what he did.
Oh, I said China virus.
Yeah, he may have been right. And I don't like how he said things about Mexico. I don't like, but he wasn't wrong about some of these critical issues. And that's why they're voting for him. And I think people should be a little more respectful of our fellow citizens. And when you guys have people up here, you should always ask the why. Not like it's a binary thing. You're supporting Trump, you're not supporting Trump. Why are you supporting Trump?
It's hard to
Trump?
Hate 75 million of your fellow Americans. And
I agree.
It's done criminally.
And, you know, the Democrats have done a pretty good job with the deplorables, hugging onto their Bibles and their beer and their guns. I mean, really? Like, can we just stop that stuff and actually grow up and treat other people with respect and listen to them a little bit?
Jimmy,
and I do think the economy will affect. And I think this negative talk about MAGA is going to hurt Biden's election campaign.
See there, folks? This is a powerful guy putting that message out. Remember that billionaire, that guy in Silicon Valley that said, you know, Trump got it right. This is the pervasive attitude, believe it or not. Got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.